Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
You got California, you got New York. You've got two places that are out of touch with what's in between them. Read a great article over the weekend about California and the secession that they're trying to push here, which, by the way, will never happen. They're never going to secede. It's never going to happen, period. It's just not going to. But there are people here that are trying to do this, to push this. But perfect example, the article is really good, but it starts out talking about how out of step it is with the times. And it said, look, this is what California did on Election Day. Now, mind you, take California and New York out of the mix. Think about what the rest of the country did during this last election here. Oh, but what, a month ago? Think about this. California tightened its gun control, extended taxes on the rich, hiked cigarette taxes, legalized marijuana, boosted multilingual education. And oh, by the way, if you take California and New York away, Hillary doesn't win the popular vote. I've said it all along. Berkeley, liberal Democrat. Cedar Rapids, liberal Democrat. Are not the same. They're just not. They're not the same. The Rust Belt Democrat is a blue-collar, lunch pail taken to work kind of Democrat. Right? Living paycheck to paycheck. Probably was in a union or may get into a union. Maybe has some schooling. Doesn't care about the LGBT issues. Doesn't care about a lot of the stuff that the people on the left who are so concerned with social issues, so absolutely concerned with who should be allowed to go to the bathroom where, who gets to choose and choice. This guy and his wife who are working, you know, three jobs between the two of them, who've got two mouths to feed, who are getting by day by day, not paycheck to paycheck, day by day, who has seen their income either stagnate or drop, and who voted because their union votes Democrat. That is not the same thing. That's not. I don't think people get that. Look, living in California, it's a state I love. But it's also a state I've become more than happy over the last few years to toss around the idea of living. Now, I've got a business here, and I'm not going anywhere. But I have seen my state become a state that I no longer recognize from a child. We are a one-party state that has the haves and the have-nots. And let me tell you something, and you guys should always understand this. There will always be more have-nots than haves. So who do you please in situations like this? Right? You please the have-nots because they're the ones whose votes will get you your job. So if you build it and give it away, they will come. Over the last decade or so, as a million-plus people have moved in here, and you're like, wow, California is still one of those fast-growing states. But then you look and you realize that, what, 5% of those people are actually tax-paying contributors as far as what they're paying towards taxes? Businesses are fleeing here. New York's got the same issue. High taxes, tons of regulation, expensive to live, and you've got that Manhattan liberal idealism. But they don't represent what takes place in a lot of the other parts of the country. And I think that's the thing that people don't realize. And the Democrats were this entire race, the whole thought process of the Democrats was there's a civil war going on amongst the GOP. And in fact, there still is a civil war going on amongst the GOP. Don't think that they're not fighting amongst themselves. But they've been doing that for the last 3 years, 4 years. You've got the Tea Party. You've got the ultra-Christian conservatives. You've got the rhinos. And that's still going on. The only thing that somewhat got them over the hump is this guy named Trump, who happened to shock everybody and win. But the Democrats are out of touch with everybody else. The Democrats, and as I sit here and I look at them and I think to myself, you're not getting it. Just like the Republicans don't get it, you don't get it. People want to know that they've got an opportunity to make it in this country. People want to know that you feel for them, not just when it's your time to vote. They want to know it all along. Trump was able to get that message to a lot of people out there who in the past have voted for Democrats and have kept them in office. I normally don't talk about other radio hosts here, except when we make fun of them. But Dana Lash, who's part of our radio network here, Dana's got a book called Flyover Nation. How can you govern a country you've never been to? She's right. And I've been fortunate enough to live in California most of my life. And then I lived in London. And you'd be surprised how big city people handle situations and look down upon everybody else. I don't think people understand that. People in California, especially amongst the educated and stuff, they feel that the people in the center, because their lives aren't quite the same, are simple. That in some way, shape, or form, they're just knuckle-dragging, truck driving, country music loving, flag waving people. They don't understand. They don't get it. They don't. And I'm always amazed that people don't understand that. When I watch sports, right? And that this player does this every single time and everybody else knows it, yet the team continues to do the other thing that allows this player to succeed against you. The Democrats are out of touch. And the Civil War is this. The Bernie Sanders of the world. The likes of the Helen Reddy. That would be even better. Helen Warren, or Reddy. Doesn't really matter at this point in time. They want to go further left. They want to go further towards socialism. They want to go further towards things that truly don't matter. They're about social problems. But what about the problems in the people who struggle everywhere? What about the problems of the people who are sitting there going, I don't know if I'm going to be able to make my car payment. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get all of my medicine. I don't know if I'm going to be able to afford my health insurance and my kids' health insurance, so I'll go off. What about those? All they care about are the little social issues that they think drive this country, that all anybody cares about. That whether you're a Democrat or not, even if you're struggling with anything, you'd give it all up as long as you could keep X, Y, and Z. Because that's all they care about. Because they look down upon these people across the country. And it's a very sad situation. We need a two-party system that's solid. A three-party system be better. But we need an equally defined two-party system. When you don't have that, you have an unbalance and you get wacky, crazy ideas. And a government that runs roughshod over the people because they're too busy placating to the people that will keep them in power. And what those people don't understand is when you run roughshod over the people that are paying for everything, they leave. And then you've got to find other means. California is a one-party state. New York, for all intents and purposes, is a one-party state. A state that is governed by the left. That says they care about X, Y, and Z, the little people, as they call them. But in truth, all they care about that is themselves, and they don't understand the hurt that they do. And they're out of touch. And the people in the middle of the country, when I was out in the middle of the country this summer, it was amazing to see. Because I don't think most people have ever been to some of these states we wandered through. And as we were talking to people, both Democrats and Republican, I was amazed at the fact that many of these people, you know what? It is one little thing that separates them and how much different it is than the people I talk to here who are activists, who care about social issues, who don't understand or care about the rest of the side of the political world, when in truth, that's the side that gets you elected. That's the side that keeps you happy. That's the side that matters in life. It's amazing. California, New York do not get it. And I don't know if they ever will get it. I really don't. The funny thing is, Trump didn't need them to get it. He got the people he needed to understand, to hear his message, and they made a choice. And their choice was, we want to give this a try because we care about actually having our country back to a situation where we all feel we can earn a living and that we're on some fair footing. Democrats screwed up royally. They did. They had a perfect opportunity, and now the war is on. And I want to see how much further left they think they can go. It should be about the reality of life, the equality of trying to earn a paycheck, not who gets to go in whose bathroom, and that'll be the thing we stake our flag down and say, this is what we're going to fight all day. Hey, I want you to be healthy. It's Christmas time. I don't know if you're aware of this, but during this time of year, people tend to put on a little LBs. That's pounds. Back today, we've got candy. Kelly brought candy in. I'm not saying it was fancy, but it was Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. It was delicious. I had a few of those. I got to start working out again, harder. Got to look good. But I also have to be healthy. Super Beets helps me stay healthy. It's simple and it's easy. All you have to do is take Super Beets once a day. You replace those energy drinks, your coffee, soda, any of those things with Super Beets, and you will feel the difference. It helps with your heart health, helps with circulation, healthy blood pressure. Within 20 minutes, the energy, the stamina, and there's no crash. Plus, it tastes delicious. And trust me, I have the palate of a 7-year-old, hence the reason why I love the peanut butter cups. And Phil knows this. Phil's more of a foodie. And Phil, you like the beet taste.
I do. I also like the peanut butter cups.
They're delicious.
But I've replaced my morning coffee with it. It tastes great. I don't crash. It's got low sugar. Don't feel jittery. The taste is the one thing that really gets me because it's actually very good to drink.
It works 3 times faster than you could ever imagine. I mean, within 20 minutes, you feel the energy, the stamina, the blood flow, the circulation. It goes through your dietary nitrates, turns into nitric oxide. You will feel it. And it's a great way for you to kick off the new year, especially if you're looking to lose some weight, get healthier. This is one of those subtle things you can do that can make a huge difference in your life. Get a 30-day supply free with your first order. You're going to also get nitric oxide indicator strips free to use before and after drinking Super Beets to make sure it's working inside your body. Plus, get the book, Beat the Odds, free, and it all comes to you with free shipping. It's guaranteed or your money back. That's putting your money where your mouth is. Go to chadbeets.com. That's chadbeets.com or call 800-561-2677. That's 800-561-2677. This stuff works. It works big time. I know it. I love it. It's guaranteed your money back. Call 800-561-2677. Horrific fire in a warehouse. What happened? Chad Benson Show.
Now, let's get this party started.
Obviously.
Feel exactly the same way, but the opposite.
This is the Chad Benson Show.
Happened? Nobody knows. They think it was some sort of tragic accident. They think they pinpointed in the back where it started. But this fire in Oakland at this place, they referred to it as the ghost ship that has killed. So far, they're up to 36. I wouldn't be surprised if over the next couple days that rises, because it wasn't like there are still a lot of people looking for family and friends that they thought were in there. So, and some of the bodies are charred beyond recognition. What happened is going to be the big question. You know, there was an electric dance music of some sort of party. You had, you know, umpteens of you know, masses of people partying inside of this small little complex. And there was a couple stories and, it's tough. I mean, over the weekend, I mean, these things started out where there was a few people missing. And then on top of that, there was, you know, potentially, you know, 5 dead. Now we're up to 36. And it's one of these. I mean, this is a crazy situation. This is an absolute crazy situation that took place, but a real tragedy for sure when you've got a situation where no matter what you do, these people, they just couldn't get out. I was listening to survivors tell their stories and saying, look, I had a friend and his ankle was broken and I tried as hard as I could to get him out. And the smoke and the fire was just so bad that I had to make a choice. Do I survive or do I die? It's horrific. It is. But you get these things in situations like this because you have a lot of people partying and doing stuff. Nobody's really paying attention. I'm sure there wasn't just one organizer. It's like, I'm going to go out on the limb. Now, producer Phil, I'm going to go on the limb in this one so you can put me on the limb. I don't think a permit was pulled for this.
I have a strange feeling it was not after all the news reports that I've seen.
Yes, I do not believe a permit was pulled for this this function that took place. And, you know, it's like, I think all of us, if kids and young adults have gone to places and we've been to a party, we've done some stuff where, you know what, you're looking back and like, man, that's probably the worst place I've ever been. I know when I was in England a couple times, I went to a couple raves and did some stuff where you go to these places and it's just, it's creepy. It is. And this is just a tragedy. I don't think anybody said it on purpose, but they're looking into criminal investigation as the owners of the place. But if you're an owner of this place, right, and you don't know this is going on, I mean, did you rent it out to somebody? Because if you did, I could see. But if you're an owner of this place and it just happened, and again, these things are going to change. Over the next 2 or 3 days, we're going to find out more and more about what took place. But there was, you know, so far, 36 souls have lost their life. Christmas is going to be tough for a lot of people this year. And I have a feeling that number is going to rise. It was a definitely a horrible weekend in Oakland. Video games, massive, huge, bigger than the entertainment industry, i.e. music and movies. In fact, they are so big that they're becoming addictive. Or are they? Dr. Frieda Birnbaum is going to join us next to talk about the addiction of the video game world. The Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
Very, very addictive. More addictive than when I was a kid. It is real, that is for sure. I know some people that are addicted to games around here, actually. And this is the new addiction for the new century that we find ourselves in. Joining us now is a doctor, Dr. Frieda Birnbaum. She's a research psychologist and psychoanalyst, and she knows about addiction in video games. Doctor, thanks so much for joining us today. Is this something that you're just now noticing, or is this something that's been around in the world of addiction for a long time, but now because we have these great games at home, it's just exploded?
I think it's becoming more and more so the case with the millennials around and what they're doing. After all, this is how they socialize. This is how they have fun. I mean, it's just gone into a direction where they're isolating themselves more and more.
We're talking to Dr. Frieda Birnbaum. Dr. Frieda, you talk about like they're isolating themselves. We as a country, though, aren't we isolating ourselves in a lot of ways because of technology and the fact that, you know, we are closer and more connected than ever before, but at the same time, we're further apart because why would I want to talk to my neighbor when I can just send them an email or a text or something?
Well, you know, we have more and more control. We don't have to look at any failure, anyone saying anything to us we don't like. We can just click a button. And we don't have to worry about it. We can give the impression that we want to give. We can think we have a lot of friends from Facebook when we really don't. A lot of these people, you know, when they send birthday notices, you wonder whether you know them or you don't know them, whether they'll be offended or not. Who knows? You don't even know the people around you anymore. But the important thing is to know that you feel you have control. Gaming gives you control. Reality doesn't give you control. And after a while, you get confused with what is reality and what is not reality. And we just sit there in front of our computers and we feel safe.
What is the is there something that's very connecting between, like, say, drug addiction or you know, whether it be porn addiction or whatever kind of addiction is, alcohol and gaming? Is there a connection there with the brain? Is what is it about these that connect all of them?
Absolutely. Your brain is wired differently, and after a while it becomes in such a state that it's hard to get rid of, hard to get away from, because anxiety sets in, depression sets in, just like any other addictive behavior, and then you have to detox, and that's very difficult.
Yeah. And speaking of detox, I'm going to talk to Dr. Frieda Birnbaum about the dangers of addiction with video gaming. Detoxing, you know, we see it with people who, you know, alcoholics and drug addicts, but video game addiction, that's a tough, like, I don't even know how you would do a detox in that kind of situation, because it's one of those gaming is one of those things where you're like, well, it's not really that harmful. It's not really that bad. But when you look at the statistics, especially amongst young men, it's becoming, it's dangerous in so many ways, especially with, you know, the fact that they're completely antisocial, they're not working. It's becoming their life.
And they don't live as long, and that's something that people don't realize. You know, if you're not in nature enough, if you're not involved with being physical in some way, even being sociable and having a commitment and having a community around you makes a huge difference as far as your health is concerned and your heart beats differently. So people have to know that it's not only psychological, which is not so good in itself, but physically it can harm you as well.
Sorry, it's mostly young men,
yeah.
But I've seen now that it's the growing trend is women are playing a ton of video games. And when you think of video games, you think, oh, it's a kid sitting in his mom's basement. He's eating. He's getting fat. Maybe he's smoking some weed. And he's playing video games like Halo and World of Warcraft and League of Legends. But video games are everywhere. They're on your phone. You're playing Candy Crush. You're playing that Farmville. You're doing all – it's everywhere. And women now are becoming more and more – inclined to play video games, and they're getting sucked into it as well.
Well, women always use social media. They always use gaming in different ways. So they'll go on and they will do something with shopping. They'll do something where they can be physically fit, where it's sociable. Men often use it more for gaming than women do. It's more competitive for them. And there is a challenge because as they continue to progress, it becomes more difficult to go ahead and to win. So that is part of the addiction and part of the compulsive behavior with wanting to do better and better each time. So you're right. Women are involved in this as well, but to a different extent. But here's the real concern. The real concern is when you're involved with something where you feel you have control, how do you handle life when there is no control? How do you read cues effectively with other people? And how do you prevent yourself from having social anxiety? Because, you know, being sociable is work. It can be tiring as well. And you have to really go out there. But the feeling that you have afterwards of meeting people, connecting to old people, that's a wonderful feeling that you don't get when you're on screen, online, and you don't have to learn how to read facial cues. You may feel better, but life isn't about feeling better all the time. You know, drinking, smoking, whatever that is. Reality in life is about negativity and feeling positive as well. And you have to have both. So when you have these social medias around you and you only see one side of things because people want you to see one side of things, or you feel like a hero because you're gaming and you're winning, well, you know what? It's no fun after a while because your real feelings don't come out. You're not able to really talk to someone and watch their expression or to vent. What do? So you repress your feelings more and more. You feel like you're some superhero, but there's no reality to that either. So you go inside yourself more because the real world, you know, you face failure. So we're living in a society today where we can't even walk on the street. People are texting and talking on the phone in your face, and not even calling you up anymore. They're texting you now as well. So everything has become distant, and we're not enjoying each other's company.
I'm addicted to texting. I'll be the first one to say that. I find it to be, just to me, it's more convenient, and maybe that's not a good thing, but I like to do four or five things at once, and sometimes I find that to be convenient, even though, yeah, maybe you're right. You think it's just, Dr. Frieda, do you think it's one of these things where we're addicted, maybe not even so much to video games, but so much to just all of us human beings into technology?
Yes, you're absolutely right. We are addicted into creature comforts, and we're becoming lazier. You know, we have to go to the gym to actually physically be active rather than just being physically active. So everything's being compartmentalized, and we are feeling that we don't have to do much of anything. We're becoming lazy. You know, they're saying you shouldn't sit longer than 45 minutes. You get up in the morning and you open up this computer and you just get sucked into everything that's going on around you. Even the news is so sensationalized these days. It doesn't even seem real. You just get pulled into that as well. So you get away from yourself. You get away from the mundaneness of life, which is really the most important part of life, the rituals of life, of seeing a neighbor who's sick, of taking care of somebody who's lonely, of making sure that you have programs and structures in your life for yourself that are different. So just sitting there and not being physical and not really having the ability to make social decisions is something that we're really getting away from. And at the end, in reality, in the long run, we're going to be hurting. We're really not going to be the same population with longevity as this generation is, because the millennials are setting new standards. They're setting wonderful standards with technology. We're learning so much from them. They have different lifestyles than the baby boomers had. I feel they're much smarter. They're not capitalists like the way we were. They're more environmentalists. They're the ones that you see on TV with the small houses, and they are saying, we want to live our life. We don't want to spend it on consumerism. I'm thinking, you know what, maybe they're right. So they do have the simple philosophy of enjoying their lives. That's true. But in order to enjoy technology, it has to be integrated into your lifestyle, not the other way around, so you don't forget why you have it. To begin with, it's to enhance you, not to take away from who you are.
Talking to Dr. Frieda Birnbaum here as we talk about video game addiction. So here's something. You know, there's a lot of games out there. Is it first-person shooter games? Is it the multi, you know, player games? What are the games that you tend to see people who are truly addicted to? And how do you start to notice, like, if somebody says, hey, doctor, I think my son has a problem. Where is that, like, okay, your kid does have a problem? Where is that, like, first sign?
Well, the first sign is when there's anger. You know, even when you go to a movie and there's violence, especially teenagers, they're much more susceptible to these feelings that they sublimate. And so they see something that's violent and they become angry and they use violence. I mean, these gaming sites, they're horrible. All you do is you see some guy going around with a rifle, killing everybody, killing innocent citizens. What's so great about that? I mean, what is that teaching the younger community, really? Is it that anybody gets in your way, get them out of your way? That's ridiculous. So we don't have the subtle cues. Of course, they're not going to go around killing, but they may be pushing people around physically or doing something that's inappropriate. We need to be able to reassess what gaming could be. Wouldn't it be wonderful to go around helping people in some sites rather than killing them off? And so,
but that's not as fun.
I don't know.
I mean, let's be real. I mean, if I'm a teenage boy, I don't want to go around and be a good citizen. I want to go around and blow stuff up. That's part of being a teenage boy.
Well, you
when
know
I was little,
is,
I played cops and robbers and cowboys and Indians. I didn't say, hey, let's all sit together and we'll have a peace pipe and we'll talk about great things. I wanted to play cowboys and Indians, and bad guys and good guys.
But you know why they want to do that? Because they're sublimating for sex. Because aggression with teenagers, when they see these horror movies or whatever it is, it's a sexual aggressiveness, just like sports, and they're sublimating those feelings by doing something else that's exciting and out there and maybe more acceptable as long as they're not actually doing it themselves. And that's been going on for a very long time. The problem today, though, what's different is we just don't go to a movie and buy a ticket. We have this accessibility day and night, always, this violence around us. And that's when it becomes dangerous because you are just focused in one situation rather than having that a moment in time, an hour and a half or whatever of your time. And yes, you may go out more aggressive. You may punch your buddy or something like that. But you don't go around hitting people angry, depressed, anxious from this because this is what we're talking about. These video gaming sites, that's where you come and you stay all the time. You don't walk away from it. So we need to sublimate our feelings towards other things that can give us tendencies towards being awarded and doing something that's going to make a difference in our lives. So it doesn't have to be being kind to the old lady across the street, especially if you don't have an old lady across the street.
Yeah, the old lady across the street for me was horrible. So
I'll see that. So that, then you didn't have to do that. That you can get by with. But if you can go ahead and do something physical in a way that's challenging and in a way that can give you some kind of direction to keep forward and moving on and to be able to gain access to new identities in your life, that's something that's really great. That would be wonderful. But these gaming sites are really horrible. It's like being in a dungeon and killing people off and making them bloody. And
maybe they were bad. Have you ever thought of that, Doctor? Maybe they just weren't good people. Her name is Dr. Freedom Birnbaum. We appreciate you coming on today. We got to jump. Thank you so much for taking time with us, and we really do appreciate that.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.
The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBensonShow.com. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the show, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. Chad Benson Show.
Oh, yeah. I'm already hooked.
And we're just getting started.
Whoop-dee-doo!
This is the Chad Benson Show.
I just think that Dr. Frieda didn't get it. Like, I understand. Look, there's no doubt that kids can get addicted to stuff. I mean, you know, it's. But like, you know, we supplement stuff by what? You're gonna tell them? Look, I played sports my whole life. Why? So I get chicks. That's the whole point, right? Like, I want to look good. It's fun. It's great for competition, but it's also good for chicks. Right? Guys play guitars for chicks. Guys don't play guitar for anything else. Phil, you, producer Phil, you play the guitar. Why'd you play guitar?
Chad, I'm an artist, man. I had something to say.
Yeah, like, give me some chicks.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
She doesn't get it. But I look, there's no doubt the addiction is real. But I think it's more with electronics in a lot of ways as anything else. And we're all addicted to electronics. I'm addicted to my phone. I tell you this 1,000 times. I'll tell it to you 1,001. So here we go. If I leave my phone at home, I go back and get it. If I leave my wallet at home, it stays home. There's nothing in my wallet I can't get from somebody else. Hey, loan me $10 for lunch. You know what I can't do? Hey, give me your phone so I can text somebody. First of all, I don't even know anybody's number. So, but I just, she's not grasping it, I think, in a lot of ways. But she's also coming at it from a different way. You know, she's looking at everything as addiction and supplement. It's all about sex. It's all, yes, that's what 17-year-old boys dream of. And most of these guys aren't getting any. So when you're frustrated, what do? You want to shoot stuff. But she's like, we should have games where we do. What are we games we do good stuff with? Like, oh, like Good Samaritan games? Look, I'll tell you what a Good Samaritan game would be. You've got like, well, it's a, we're fighting global warming, right? And we got to stop people from destroying the rainforest. And, well, you know, so what do? Well, you pick up guns and you go kill the people that are going to stop destroying the rainforest. Or you got a game where you have to go kill all the cows you can because they produce methane gas. People will love that. And you're doing something great for the environment. And everybody's getting a barbecue. But the thought of, like, if you help somebody cross the road and you'll get some sort of bonus points, that's just not real. Nobody wants to play that game. That game's stupid. That game is stupid. And it is about getting girls. Let's be honest. Pac-Man, for God's sakes. What did he want? He wanted the girl with the bow. My God. Explain everything to everybody? I should have a doctorate in something. Common sense. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter. C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, chat at chadbensonshow.com. Text the show. We love when you do. Text message is coming through saying, is that lady for real? But one texter just said, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. That there be ye text line, kids. Now, we're going to go play some Galaga and have fun.
The Chad Benson Show.